This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. CPN UML Secretariat meeting concludes that the government's one-year term has been effective. Former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal's detention hearing in the Special Court regarding Patanjali land case concludes. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says preparations are underway to pass the Nepal Citizenship Bill by the House of Representatives next week. Parliamentary Committee directs government to immediately appoint project managers for projects of national pride. And Trump says Iran's nuclear plants put back decades by US strikes after reports suggest impact limited. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the Central Secretariat of the CPN UML today has assessed the one-year tenure of the current government as satisfactory, successful and effective. The meeting held at the UML Central Office in Chasa, Lalitpur under the chairmanship of Prime Minister and Party Chairman KP Sharma Oli today concluded that the government formed with the participation of major parties with the goal of stability and good governance in the country has been increasing its effectiveness in its destination while maintaining stability. UML Deputy Secretary General Pradeep Kumar Kewali said the government has emphasized the need to focus on the areas of good governance and service delivery and concluded that the preliminary report on the extraction of methane gas in Dailik and other works are matters of further achievement. The detention hearing of former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal in the case filed in the Special Court for allegedly illegally granting permission to sell land to Patanjali Ayurveda has concluded. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, filed the corruption case in the Special Court by alleging that land was illegally transferred to Patanjali when Nepal was the Prime Minister. Earlier, former Prime Minister Nepal had appeared in the Special Court today to give a statement. The Special Court has stated that the detention hearing was held after Nepal's statement was completed in the joint bench of Justices Tej Narayan Singh Rai, Ram Bahadur Thapa and Bidur Koirala in the court's bench number 2. It is said that the order will be issued today as the statement and detention hearing of former Prime Minister Nepal have concluded. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said he has received information that the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 will be presented in the House of Representatives on 28th of June and that if possible the bill will be passed on the same day. Responding to concerns raised during a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives during the preliminary discussions on the bill aimed at amending and integrating the laws related to the Nepal Police today, Home Minister Lekhak said that bills should be passed quickly and should not be kept on hold. The Home Minister said that the bill related to Nepal Police is intended to enhance the accountability and responsibility of the police service. The Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to immediately appoint project managers for projects of national pride. A meeting held today to discuss the progress of the Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Project, the committee directed the government to appoint managers for projects of national pride across the country. The committee said the construction work of projects of national pride should not be left to the hands of acting managers. In the meeting, acting project manager Badri Karki said that not even 1% of the work has progressed in the 2.5 years since the project began, and the lawmakers demanded that the contract be cancelled with the construction company that cannot complete the work on time. In the meeting, the lawmakers said that there is no option to terminate the contract with the construction companies that cannot even start the work. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel has said the need for a new Customs Act was realized to further systematize the customs procedures and enhance accountability to facilitate safe and efficient international trade. During the discussions in principle on the bill drafted to amend and integrate laws relating to customs in a meeting of the Committee for Legislation Management of the National Assembly today, the Finance Minister stressed the need for increasing efficiency in the customs collection and contributing to the economic development of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14 *7 # डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has urged the opposition parties to cooperate with the committee formed by the government to investigate and submit a report on the visit visa scam. At a press conference organized at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology today, Communication Minister Gurung said there is no justification for continuing to protest even after the committee has been formed. The Communication Minister urged the opposition parties, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, to participate in the work of the parliament and respect parliamentary values. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Donald Trump insists Iran's nuclear program has been set back decades by recent U.S. military strikes, despite an intelligence report casting doubt on their success. According to the BBC, President Trump and others in his administration have insisted that Saturday's strikes totally obliterated Tehran's program. But a new intelligence report produced by the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency has cast doubt on the claim. Its findings state that the strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities did not destroy the Iranian nuclear program and have probably only set it back by months. In response, the White House said the assessment is flat out wrong and is a clear attempt to demean President Trump. Speaking at a NATO summit, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the leaked report is preliminary and low confidence. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding, with both acknowledging it is in same place. Iran's parliament has passed a bill to suspend cooperation with the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. According to Al Jazeera, the bill needs approval from National Security Council for implementation. Iran's parliament passed the bill as Israel continued its attack on Gaza, killing at least 51 people today, at least 14 people, including 10 were queuing for it during the time. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces, along with the hilly region and at a few parts of Tarai regions and rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML Secretariat meeting concludes that the government's one-year term has been effective. Former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal's detention hearing in the Special Court regarding Patanjali land case concludes. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says preparations are underway to pass the Nepal Citizenship Bill by the House of Representatives next week. Parliamentary Committee directs government to immediately appoint project managers for projects of national pride, and Trump says Iran's nuclear plants put back decades by U.S. strikes after reports suggest impact limited. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.